This week on Minnesota Native News, a first-of-its-kind celebration of Native women. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A new exhibit at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, or MIA, honors Indigenous women artists from many nations in North America. Reporter Lori Stern met up with MIA's Dakota Hoska for a tour.
Haumatakeapi, Dakota Imakeapie, Lakota Wianhemacha, Ga Wazi Ahaha Ed Omawapi, Chakpa Utunwe Edwati. Hello, my relatives. My name's Dakota. I'm a Lakota woman enrolled in the Pine Ridge Reservation, and I live in the Twin Cities.
Dakota Hoska is a painter who spent much of her adult life making and studying art. She's been working for MIA on the new exhibit for 4 years.
One of my favorite parts is this Rose Simpson tricked out El Camino. And this is a car that this artist built from the ground up.
I had noticed the black lowrider pickup in the middle of the room, but for some reason, I didn't realize we were already in the exhibit. Dakota Hoska pointed out the detail. The black glossy design on the black matte finish, the black suede covers on the black leather seats, the rebuilt engine, the pulsing sound system, the special brakes a powerful car needs.
She still drives this car. She actually offered to drive it up for the exhibition. We're like, no, we'll ship it. But when it gets back home, she'll drive it.
Rose Simpson, the artist, lives in Española, New Mexico, which is the self-proclaimed lowrider capital of the world. Simpson has been working on cars since she was 12. She named this 1985 El Camino Maria. Its design honors traditional black-on-black Puebla pottery. Its power defies machismo culture.
So she's doing a lot about questioning gender, questioning power, questioning tradition and stereotypes, and it's all kind of encapsulated in this one work.
Just beyond the El Camino is a gallery with a video screen. The artist Mona Smith recorded the activist Juanita Espinoza greeting visitors to the exhibit. This is Juanita.
My knowledge of what I understand to be Native art is that it's the act of doing. Because there is no word for art in our culture specifically, many of us forget that in this culture that we've come to adapt to, it puts labels and titles on who we are and how we should be, and then it creates a measure. In our way of life, the act of doing and creating and sharing encourages a communal family approach to how we live our lives and how we encourage each other. So there is no scale, but only a recognition of the act of being a maker.
After the greeting from Juanita Espinoza, visitors enter galleries that display regalia, paintings, videos, sculptures, pottery, and other installations, each one as carefully curated as it was made. A panel next to each piece of art tells visitors about the artist and the context, in English and, where possible, in the language of the maker. Dakota Hoska says, at last count, 68 languages were represented.
We were gung-ho about translating all of the languages, but some communities came back and said, you know, we don't share our translations with the outside world. There was a lot of, like, give and take and deep listening. It was hard for a Western institution who is running on deadlines and timelines and budgets and those things. Like, deep listening kind of pushes the boundaries on all of those things.
Maybe good art always pushes boundaries, but this exhibit does it deliberately. Every single piece challenges conventional thinking. The exhibit was produced by a 21-member, all-woman, mostly Native board. It will be at MIA through August 18th, but will live on in a catalog that's available at the bookstore or online.
A lot of them were saying, I was looking for this stuff in the scholarship and I couldn't find that. I want to leave a legacy for our children. I want our young women artists to be able to find this when they are looking. And so the exhibition is great and I love it, but the catalog was in some ways more important for us because that was really a directive from our board that we created something that went on.
You can see Hearts of Our People at no cost if you're Native. You just have to say so at the ticket desk. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.